When archaeologists use the word context, we are referring to the relationships between artifacts, features, and geologic strata. There are two key elements to context. One is provenience, which is another way of referring to location. Provenience is usually figured relative to a system of spatial data collection, a grid system of some sort that can be used to plot the location of artifacts or test units, etc. The second key element is association. By this we mean what is found together. Here's a brief story that illustrates the importance of context in archaeology. In the early 20th century, there was heated debate about how long people had inhabited the New World. Some claimed people had been around since the last ice age. Others said human occupation of the Americas was much more recent, perhaps only a few thousand years. There was no carbon dating yet to definitively say one way or the other. Proof came down to whether someone could find artifacts in good context. That is, artifacts in place, in situ, or at least with good provenience and association with Ice Age animals. George McJunkin was a black ranch hand working in New Mexico. After a torrential rain, he saw bones eroding from an arroyo. He recognized that these were not modern cow. The bones eventually came to the attention of Jesse Figgins at what is now the Denver Museum of Nature and Science. Figgins recognized the bones as Bison antiquus, a species of bison that had been extinct since the last ice age. Excavations were conducted. Figgins directed his crew to leave any spear points they found in place. The crew found one of these points, which we now call Folsom, after the town of Folsom, New Mexico, within the ribs of one of these extinct bison. Figgins came down and verified the find, and then called in a bunch of other experts to take a look for themselves. The association of a stone tool with an Ice Age animal here and elsewhere proved that people had been in the Americas since at least the last ice age.